beginning current of seven psach and the lamb above begin the manav begin the tzeis the begin with the gemara ichon nevela yom kippurim some eat the nevela on yom kippurim. So we said that if you did a bar shoyge, you give me pasach mechatas because he holds Reb Shimon that in esach alalisa and the isra of eating yom kippurim cannot take effect on the isra nevela. Which tzeis explains why is that? Pesach on Rashi explains because I feel in this nam yom kippurim even if it becomes nevela yom kippurim. We cannot say that this is the prohibition of Yom Kippurim on it. Why? What do you mean? Isn't the Vela happening afterwards? No, because we have Allah, Yisrael Mechai. Because they already had a pre-existing condition of an Isser, that of eating a limb from a living creature. But for Kashlavi, he says that's difficult. The Haki Paki Yisrael Mechai, because when the limb from a living creature becomes discontinued because it died on Yom Kippurim, Yochalallah Yisrael Mechai and the Vela Vasachas, then the Yisrael Mechai and the Vela should take effect at the same time. Because they're both happening at the same time. Because the Mayyid of Shem Bisra Bazak, he agrees when it's at the same time, then you could be violent to Isurim. So here, where Nevela couldn't take effect because it was Menachai, and Yom Kippurim could have had a pre-existing condition, but then they should both take effect at the same time. And that says to me, Yerushalem, however, what you can say is, even if it becomes a Nevela and Mekippurim, L'chai lo Isra Mekippurim does not take effect this Yom Kippurim. Why? The Isra Shein Zavuach HaBinah Mekippurim, Nam Mekar, the prohibition of that wasn't slaughtered, that was always there. And that wasn't removed. So although even the chai is not anymore, Nevel takes it back, but in the zavuach, that which is shares the commonality between both, that was always there, and therefore even Kippurim could not take effect. Ketanech says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Oini Karinimei. We recite, the way we read it is, Oini, Shetes explains, why by Lulav, everyone agrees that will expound the Messiah. The Gemara brought a machlekes regarding how it's written, how it's pronounced. That's the size of the lulav, but this that it brings in regarding the lulav and sukkah davalam beizon off. Kol my devon agrees. The kapas ksiv, although it's read kapas, but it's written kapas in the singular, which tells us that you have only one lulav. But lo yom a kapas kareen. No one says, oh, but we read it kapas in the plural. Vitzach shnei lulav litan and you need two lulav to take. Why over here do we find that there are those who go based on the kri, and there it seems to be everyone agrees how it's the ksav how it's written. Not even read the says, there it's because there's another variable over there. We rely on the other part of the pasuk that says priyatada when it talks about the asterisk. That's in the singular. This everyone agrees over there, the way how it's written, which is in the singular, because you have another element over there that's also in the singular, which is the asterisk, that we compare to the asterisk. But you're right, elsewhere, the Ganar Gemara could be that we would go based on the Kri and not the Kesef. Ketanech says not to begin with the Gemara, but Makam Zuzim Isa, but it's at least in the place of where people who have alacrity with the Kanam are, that at least there is. It just explains why we're not concerned for the Mincha becoming common. The Gemara said that the difference by Menachis is that it's done in Dazar, which is a Makam Zuzim. But that's the sense that we begin to say, but over here, we're talking about B'minchas Ma'afei Tanamai, we're talking about a Mincha that's baked in the oven. That was needed in lukewarm water. There, how do we know that it was needed in the courtyard? Because Bashar Minchas Nivlas Bazar by other Minchas that was needed in the Azar, needed with a K, K-N-E. Needed that it was made into a dough in the Azar, because there the mixing was in a service vessel. Therefore, it had to be in the Azar. But the Minchas Mafetana, which was not mixed in the clay shars, you could mix it even outside the Azar. So went back to the question, then when you need it with lukewarm water, well, it wasn't even B'makam Zerizah, so we should be concerned about it becoming a common stick. The Shlomo Tzitzis says, what you could say is, no, the Gam Mafetana, even by the Menachas, which were baked in the oven, Hayalosh and Bazar, they were needed in the Azar, Samach Latana, near the oven, Shal Kedish of the holy oven, Shal Itachmas, that it shouldn't become common stick. And because of that, it was B'makam Zerizah, and therefore we weren't concerned that it was made with lukewarm water. Now, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Bar Ephraim, Hagibim Mefarash, he explains, yes, Lakocha, Lashon, Ha'ez, Bazar, B'shov, is needed Nazar. Because they used to measure, how did they know how much to bring? They had a measuring tool of a Yisarin, which is a measurement of a holy measurement. Kednam, Perek, Shtei, Midas, and Menachat, and Pezayim, Manav. But Yisarin, Mahim, Meshamash, what was the Yisarin measurement used in the base of Midishwa? But Yimaydil, Lacham, Menachat, is the measure of all the Menachas. That includes the Mechaz Mavitaner. And since it was measured, the Yisarin of the Kaidish Nazara, so that must have been, there was need over there after you measured the flour. And therefore, again, it was B'lachim, Jesus, therefore we're not concerned for it becoming Chamasik. Tinek says, Master begins with the Gemara, Mamar, just like Mar, Shein Bekurim, which cannot be Bekurim. So the Gemara wants to show, and the interpretation of Rabbi Akiva, when the fact that matzah tamar, just like mar, cannot be from bikurim, because you don't find any of the types of bikurim that are the bitter herbs. So the matzah cannot be from something that's bikurim. No. So that's Taisa's why. But like the Maimon, Taisa is addressing the question by answering, and like maybe cannot say mar hainu zayis, maybe the mar is the olive, which is bitter, shuhumar. Kedushin, like the Gemara brings in the Sanhedrin of Kav Chesma base. Behine, all the Zayas, Tarf Befiya. Now the dove that went out from the table and had a leaf of an olive that was plucked in its mouth. Amr Yoyne, what the dove was saying was, Yehim is an Isi Megrim, because I will let my food be bitter like the olive and not be in the sweet in the hand of men. But we see that the olive is bitter, and therefore, that's from the Shivas Aminim. So, what do you mean? Maybe that Bikurim, that you could have from Mar, and therefore, so to buy Matzah, because maybe that's the Olive. And that's what says, no, because come on, the Gemara later on the Lamentation now tells us that Mar do me the Matzah. The comparison goes the other way too. Mar has to be similar to Matzah. Ma Matzah means rum, just like Matzah is a type of a seed of Markin, so too is that of Mar, which is a herb, not from a fruit, like olives that grow from a tree. Void Morvis says that the whole premise of the question is wrong. Shazai is the olive, ha'ilamar, it's the tree that's bitter, beloya priya, not the fruit. Can you imagine, like it sounds like olezai is the leaf of the olive tree. Remember, Nami, so to say, the Mechilta, but Rashalach, but Yerayu, Hashem ate. Hashem showed him the wood. Zeozais, that was the olive. She'imar bi'ilon is kezais. The warning is where he put the bitter tree into the bitter water, but it's going on the tree. There's no bitter tree than the olive, again, but not the fruit. And therefore, the zais itself cannot have been the mar, and again, therefore, we don't find any of the mar that's brought as bikurim, and therefore, that's why Rabbi Kiva said, "Tutu by the mat."